Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, today's message is directed to the youth. This does not mean, however, that the rest should leave. Rather, even though the rest are beyond the age of youth, but I'm hoping that all of us have young spirits. All of us can benefit from this message, inshallah. Why the youth? Because they are the backbone of any community. And because they were the driving force behind the establishment of the first Islamic civilization. Because they were at the core of every every movement for restoring the honor and dignity of this ummah. If you just glance at the past, glanced at Darul Arqam, the place where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach his companions, most they were mostly from the youth. And also, if you look at the present time, if you look at the Islamic work in the United States, you find that the youth have left a very positive impact in every city in the United States. They left a signature in every city. They were behind the effort to build masajid and Islamic centers throughout the Islamic throughout the United States. And our masjid is an example, because before this masjid, this masjid was, or the community were in a place that was established by youth and operated by MSA. So they are very, very important. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a very special attention to the youth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to build the character of the youth through different guiding instructions. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built in them the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and consciousness of Him in openly and in privacy by instructing guidance such as His saying, "Inna Allah la ya'jabu min al-shabab laysa lahu sabwa," that in Allah indeed admires the youth who have their tendency to fall into temptations in check, in control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admires those youth, because when it comes to somebody who is older, who chose to follow the path of guidance, there is not much to wonder about it, because when people become older, they know, they realize the meaning of life, and they realize that this is a quick passing life, and they have to prepare for their departure from this earth. But when it comes to the youth, when they are at the time of their energy, of their strength, of their of ambition and distraction, and they choose at that point to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sirat al-mustaqim, this is something that, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, deserve the admiration from whom? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen. He built, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their sense of surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obedience to Him through instructing guidance such as His saying, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمَ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلِّهِ, and one of them is شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, that seven categories of people will be sheltered under the shade of the throne of Allah on the day of judgment, when there is no shade but the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of these categories refer to the youth who were raised up in the atmosphere of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built in them the sense to take advantage of every opportunity by instructing guidance such as saying that that اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس and one of them شبابك قبل حرامك, take advantage of five things before other five things may come, and one of these things is to take advantage of the youth before the person grow older. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam build in the youth the sense of self accountability and consciousness about their responsibility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said that that لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع, and one of them is the first of them is عن about his life. The person will remain standing on the day of judgment until he is questioned about four of things, the first of which is about his life and how he spent it, and the second thing about his youth and how he utilized it. Basically, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that that the youth will be questioned about that that period of their life twice, because the youth is part of their life, and they are going to be questioned about it in the first, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that about his life and how he spent it, and also secondly they will be in particular questioned about this period. Why? Because this period of life is categorized by strength, energy, ambition, vitality, vibrancy, and determination, and therefore it is like in this period of life the person is like a car that is in motion, it could go into any direction, and therefore it is most important that it is going in the right direction, and that is the direction of as-sirat al-mustaqim. And because during this time there are a lot of distractions, so therefore a special attention need to be paid for this period of life. Dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also built in the youth the sense of chastity and immunity against prohibited temptation by certain guidance and instructions, such as his saying, "Ya ma'ashara al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'at faliyatazawaj, wa man lam yastata'a fa'alihi bil-sawm, fa'innahu lahu wujah." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed them of how to maintain and keep, preserve their chastity, and how to protect themselves from the haram. Dear brothers and sisters, the role of the youth is very, very critical. However, they cannot perform their role effectively unless they build their Islamic character. And building this Islamic character require being close to the masjid, close to the community, and requires that they employ all their good skills and channel it in order to serve a noble purpose, and also to refine and cultivate their negative characteristics such as impatience, hastiness, overzealousness, and other characteristics that could be potentially endanger their deen and their commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need the youth, dear brothers and sisters, who understand and who are well aware of their purpose of life. The worst nightmare for us is to have youth who don't know why they exist. What is the purpose of their life? We need the youth which has a connection with each ummah at large. So they understand that they are part of a body, that is the body of the Islamic ummah, a youth which take pride in practicing and seeking to apply the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. So they need to be in connection with the worries, with the concerns, with the causes of the Islamic Ummah at the present time, and at the same time feel the connection to their history, their past. And understand how the lives and the achievements of the pioneers of this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. It is extremely important that our youth live for a mission of building, a mission of pursuing the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The worst nightmare we have is when we have a generation of youth which live for no mission and for noble cause. The role of the youth is very, very critical. And if in any given community the youth are not playing their role, there is something that is majorly wrong and a flaw that need to be rectified. And again, the youth cannot play their role effectively while alienating themselves from the masjid or from the Muslim community. They cannot play their role effectively if they divide this community between the youth and the elders. Rather, the relationship between the youth and the elders is a relationship of integration, as it was during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The youth were complimenting the elders, and the elders were complimenting the youth. The youth are commanded to respect and honor the elders, and the elders were commanded to take care of the youth and deal with them with compassion and love and mercy. Dear brothers and sisters, and again, the message is mainly directed to our youth, whom we love and adore. And believe that they are the future of Islam in the United States. That in their pursuit of fulfilling their mission in this life, there will be challenges, and the challenges are great. And the first of these challenges are the doubts that should challenge the very creed and the very ideology for which they stand. But the remedy for this is that they always should seek knowledge and seek the protection of Allah and seek the refuge in Allah, because many of these doubts comes from the whisper of the shaitan, and sometimes the solution for it is just to seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are some other doubts that really requires seeking knowledge and knowing how to refute and clarify these doubts. Dear brothers and sisters, another main challenge is the challenge of temptations and the challenge of lusts, and this can be remedied by the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by engaging in tazkiyah, in self-purification, by knowing the virtues of lowering our gazes, by knowing that any pleasure that we give up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most certainly substitute it with a greater pleasure, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man taraka shay'an lillahi awwadahu Allahu khayran min." Whoever give up anything for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace it for him with something that is better. Also, one of the challenges is overzealousness. That may lead to extremism, and moderation comes from knowledge, from understanding, and from benefiting from the wisdom of the elder people in the community. So this is over. That zeal and ambition are very important, but they need to be channeled and be governed by divine guidance and knowledge of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bad environment is also a challenge, but it can be remedied by adhering to the community of believers and creating a good atmosphere for having youth activities, by coming to the masjid, by not alienating ourselves from the masjid and the Muslim community. Also, one of the challenges is the inevitable encountering of trials in our path, because as Muslims, trials is inseparable from our lives. As Allah said in the Quran, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people believe that they will be left alone upon saying we believe without being tested? It is part of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that govern nations that believers be tested, so that a distinction will be made between those who are true to their word, we believe, and those who are not true to their word, we believe. And trial is not necessarily in a form of physical torment or physical persecution. Rather, it takes forms like an invitation to a haram temptation. This is a trial. And an offer of a haram job, this is a trial. An invitation by close friend to haram activity, this is a trial. And invitation to do something that is haram, to drink liquor or to do drugs. And yes, I'm saying to do drugs. Don't think that this is something that is unique to non-Muslims. No, unfortunately, our youth are falling into and becoming victims of this crime. And one of the things that requires iman and perseverance is this kind of trial of being able to resist any inclination to get into a bad habit that may ruin the youth of the people, ruin the life of people. So this is something that need to be understood. One of the ways by which also we can seek strength in facing the trials is by looking at the models of the early Muslims. Models such as Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, a young man from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who gave up literally everything for the sake of Allah. Not because he was poor and he had nothing and therefore he chose to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, because he had the conviction on La ilaha illallah, conviction on the truthfulness of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore he chose to follow the truth over staying as a member of a very rich, famous family. He gave up fame, richness, and everything. He was known to be very, very faithful to his mother before Islam. But his mother's position after he embraced Islam that she did everything possible to force him to give up his creed and his belief, but he refused for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave up all worldly gains and became one of the poor immigrant, and when he died they did not find from his position a sheet big enough to cover him. So whenever they used to cover his feet, his head shows, and whenever they cover his head, his feet shows. Why? This is a choice that he has taken for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because brothers and sisters, and we have to be very aware of this fact, that people will not give up something dear except for the sake of something that is dearer to them. You see, wealth is dear to us, fame is dear to us, richness is fear, social status is dear to us. So when we see somebody giving up all these things, it is because his conviction that there is something dearer for which he is giving up all these things. So this is one model, and there are many models from the young companions that can help the youth face the challenges of the day. And the most important challenge, in my opinion, is for this good period of life to pass without achievements, to pass without accomplishments. Because even though, as I said, that this is a period of time which is categorized by strength, energy, ambition, and many other good qualities, it is a short period of time, and it's quick passing opportunity. And the worst thing that may happen is when the youth wake up and they lost this period of their time without real achievements. So again, dear brothers and sisters, the youth role is very critical, and therefore they need to come forward and take and participate in building the Muslim community. Dear brothers and sisters, the question that I would pose for the youth is that, do you think that you need your deen more, or your deen need you more? Do you think that the masjid need you more, or you need the masjid more? Do you think that Islam need you more, or you need your Islam more? Dear brothers and sisters, even though the role of the youth is very critical, but when it comes to Islam, deen and masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pledged that he will make his deen prevalent, so it is going to stand regardless. However, the honor goes for those people who contribute something towards the establishment of Muslim communities. So in reality, you need the masjid more, you need the deen more, you need Islam more. And the first lesson I learned from the scholars who taught me when I was at young age, that when you come to masjid, when you start your commitment to this deen, you put all your personal stuff, baggage that you have, put it where you put your shoes, in the rags outside, in the rags outside. Don't let it interfere with your relationship with the other believers. So don't come with arrogance, don't come with pride, don't come with bad characteristics. This lesson is derived from the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَمَنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They regard as favor to you that they have accepted Islam. Allah is commanding Rasulullah to tell the people, قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّ عَلَيْهِ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Do not regard your Islam as a favor to me. Rather, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who bestows His guidance, bestows His favor upon you by guiding you to Islam. So this is something that we need to know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not benefit from our worship, does not benefit from our service to His deen. It is us who benefit. Dear brothers and sisters, the challenge that I'm going to bring before the youth today is the challenge of Ramadan. Ramadan is going to be a test, because there is an opportunity for the youth to participate in the activities of the community. And we need volunteers in every area and every aspect of these activities in order for it to be successful by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that their test, and I know now we have a lot of newcomers, and with the beginning of the new academic year, we have newcomers, and this is the time for them to start involving in the community and participating in the activities of the masjid. So we need volunteers, and we always hear complaints about lack of volunteers. Why? Because we don't have youth? No, we have a lot of youth, but we need the youth who come forward, who have the courage and also the desire to be part of the community and to service this community for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.